Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. We're hearing from the family of a Colorado man who died after eating a McDonald's quarter pounder. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the story.
He put his trust in the restaurant. That's what J.C. Smith's family is saying. The 88-year-old Grand Junction, Colorado man died from E. coli after eating a McDonald's quarter pounder. His wife, Doris, gave him some contaminated onions from her burger.
I raked mine off and gave some to him, and I feel guilty now because I gave him some onions.
Smith's daughter, Debbie Bunnell.
It was very hard. I would hold his hand and pray and tell him to try to rest.
Smith ate at his local McDonald's three times before he got sick and once after he was hospitalized. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
People using two popular weight loss drugs are breathing a sigh of relief now.
Novo Nordisk says its diabetes and obesity treatments, Ozempic and Wegovy, are now listed as available on the FDA's drug shortage list. The drugs have been on the list for more than 2 years, with different doses being listed in shortage at various times. This could eventually affect whether compounding pharmacies can supply the drugs.
For this Sunday's edition of CBS's 60 Minutes, correspondent John Wertheim interviewed the CEO of Novo Nordisk. In this preview, the company's CEO says the thinking of the founders has a lot to do with the success of the company.
The CEO is Lars Frøergaard Jørgensen, so typically Danish, his compensation package of roughly $10 million is dwarfed by his U.S. counterparts. His office is a co-working space atop Novo's Copenhagen headquarters. Jørgensen is only the fifth chief executive since the company was founded.
So the Novo Nordisk way is basic thinking of our founders and key elements linked to how we treat each other, how we collaborate, and that's about being open and honest. It's all about being accountable.
The full interview can be heard this Sunday on 60 Minutes. Vaccination rates are down for those in the healthcare industry.
Flu and COVID vaccination rates are low among healthcare workers. A CDC study found fewer than one in six healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes got the 2023-2024 COVID vaccine, and fewer than half of those working in nursing homes received a flu vaccine. Vaccinations are necessary to protect vulnerable and immunocompromised people in healthcare facilities.
Mask mandates are returning to some medical facilities in California. KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler says the health orders come as the annual cold and COVID season ramps up.
To prevent the spread of respiratory diseases, some California counties are now requiring masks be worn by staff in hospitals and other healthcare settings.
Taking these preventative measures now in these facilities will save lives.
San Mateo County Supervisor David Canepa. Meanwhile, getting updated COVID boosters will also save lives, says UCSF infectious disease specialist Dr. Peter Chen Hong.
We still have more than 50,000 deaths to COVID, even though we are in the recovery phase.
The mask mandates will be in place until early next spring. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Don't beat yourself up if you can only fit exercise in on the weekend. CBS's Vicky Barker reports on a new study out of the UK.
A study of more than 10,000 people has found that both so-called weekend warriors and those who exercise more regularly significantly reduce their risk of developing mild dementia compared with inactive individuals. That adds to earlier research suggesting those who fit a week's worth of exercise into 1 or 2 days reduce their risk of developing more than 200 diseases. The scientists, writing in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, estimate that more than 1 in 10 cases of mild dementia would be eliminated if all middle-aged adults exercised at least once or twice a week. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.